Welcome to Lectio. Thanks so much for joining me today. I figure that if you're here and you can hear my voice, that means that you really are desiring some peace and quiet and stillness in the midst of the busyness of December. And so I will try not to talk very much so that we can have a little extra time of just resting with God. Lectio is our chance to encounter God and be transformed in the process. So the first thing to do is to become comfortable in your position, but not so comfortable that you fall asleep. Comfortable enough that you can relax your body, that you don't have to hold it straight and still and pay attention to it, but not so comfortable that you start to doze. If you focus on your breath, you'll be able to breathe in and breathe out, and your body will just naturally kind of settle into the place. The goal is to settle and become aware that we're here in this place, and God is here in this place too, and it is good. Jesus, thank you for calling us to you and enabling us to hear your voice. We are here with you. Surround us and fill us with your presence. I'll read the scripture through once, and while I do listen for a word or a phrase that jumps out at you, something that shimmers and you notice, that draws your attention, and just notice it. And in the quiet time after the scripture reading, hold that word and don't explore it or think about it too hard, but let God bring it to you. You just hold it out to him and he'll do the work. I'm reading from Isaiah. No, I'm not. I'm reading from Luke. Luke 1, 68 to 79. Zechariah's song. Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has come and has redeemed his people. He has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David. As he said through his holy prophets of long ago, salvation from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant, the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to rescue us from the hand of our enemies and to enable us to serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all our days. And you, my child, will be called a prophet of the Most High, for you will go on before the Lord to prepare the way for him, to give his people the knowledge of salvation through the forgiveness of their sins, because of the tender mercy of our God, which by the rising sun will come to us from heaven to shine on those living in darkness and in the shadow of death, and guide our feet into the path of peace. I'm going to read the scripture again the second time. And as I do, listen for that word or phrase that jumped out at you that shimmered from before. And during the quiet time after, use your imagination or your senses or your memory to explore how that word or phrase connects to your life. This is the conversation God's having with you, his word that he's given you, and now he's going to help you make the connection between his word and your life. Luke 1, 68 through 79. Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has come and has redeemed his people. He has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he said through his holy prophet of long ago, salvation from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant, the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to rescue us from the hand of our enemies and to enable us to serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before him all our days. And you, my child, will be called a prophet of the Most High, for you will go on before the Lord to prepare the way for him, to give his people the knowledge of salvation through the forgiveness of their sins, because of the tender mercy of our God, which by the rising sun will come to us from heaven to shine on those living in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the path of peace. I'll read the scripture a third time. And this time, again, notice the word or phrase that God gave you in the first reading. Notice how it connects to your life that you thought about just currently. And this time, listen for the invitation. What is God inviting you to? He always invites. God doesn't force us. He lets us choose but he's always calling and inviting us to be more than what we are now, to be more free, to be more hopeful, to be transformed into more of his image. And what's he inviting you to? Luke 1:68-79. Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has come and has redeemed his people. He has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he said through his holy prophets long ago. Salvation from our enemies and from the hand of those who hate us, to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant, the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to rescue us from the hand of our enemies and to enable us to serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before him all our days. And you, my child, will be called a prophet of the Most High, for you will go on before the Lord to prepare the way for him, to give his people the knowledge of salvation through the forgiveness of their sins, because of the tender mercy of our God, by which the rising sun will come to us from heaven to shine on those living in darkness and in the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the path of peace. Now the time for pondering and thinking and imagination and shimmering is over, and it's time to settle into God's arms. Let him carry you during these moments and just breathe in his closeness. Gently connect to your breath again and slowly bring your awareness back to the room, moving from inner experience to outer experience. Give yourself some time of transition between these moments of contemplative depth and your everyday life. Consider taking a few minutes to journal about what you experienced in your prayer, or write it on a post-it note, or in the steam on the shower wall, or on a rock, put it in your garden, or stick it in your car someplace so that you can see it when you get in and out. Write it on your phone so that you can remember what God has invited you to and this time that you spent with Him. And you can take it with you because He's going with you away from these moments into the next moments, but you're not leaving God. You're going together. By your Holy Spirit, O God, give us hearts to love you, minds to know you, souls to bless you, and strength to serve you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, go with God.